Hi, it's Joe Roberts here again today, and a short little boo. And I think the bit I want to cover today is I see a lot, and I don't know if this is a form of procrastination or corporate maybe minded, maybe both, maybe a combination of both, but kind of paying attention to the smaller detail and trying to get things perfect, or typos or spelling mistakes or the look of a website, or you know, details. Like, what I'd say is details. And I remember hearing like one of the big entrepreneurs say retail is detail, and you know, for their particular business. But in this world, in the home business niche, and if you're looking at internet business or network marketing or whatever, they're waiting for everything to be perfect, or focusing on those kind of details ends up being like a massive restriction in moving forward and getting results. I mean, I am, one of my weaknesses really is that I'm not a perfectionist in those senses. I do have typos and I do make mistakes with things, but I kind of get on with it anyway. I don't wait for anything to be perfect. I kind of go out with something that maybe is half as good as it could be on occasions, but it still made me money. It still delivered a product. It still brought people into a team. It still did something. And you know, I get a lot of questions, or people asking a lot of things that might be focused on, you know, spending an hour trying to change a spelling on a report that's on the website, and yet there's no traffic going to that website yet. There's no visitors going to the website. So the fact that there might be two typos on a web page or a report, and you spend an hour doing it, that's an hour you could have been doing traffic with. You know, because people will still buy, you know, from you, even if there's a spelling mistake or a typo. It won't stop people joining your team. Not all of the people. Of course, some will. Some will say, I'm not joining them, they can't spell. But the thing is, don't let it stop you. Don't let small details stop you. Focus on getting something out there, even if it's half as good as you think it could be. I'm telling you, you're going to get a lot more result by putting something half as good out into the marketplace than you are just by waiting until everything's perfect. And in many cases, as I've seen time and time again, actually, it never gets put out there, because there's always something wrong with it, or there's always waiting for something to be just right before something's done. So that's the message today. I kind of take the Richard Branson screw it, just do it approach. I think that's it served me pretty well. I think it's a great way to at least get stuff out there.